Where do they get those oil prices anyway?
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. A European probe into possible manipulation of oil prices has just gotten bigger. It's emerged that Finland's only refiner has also been asked to help with the investigation. We've been reporting that EU officials had raided the offices of three of Europe's biggest oil companies, BP, Shell, and Statoil, and the oil price reporting company Platts, part of McGraw-Hill Financial. Joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, David.
Get us up to date. What exactly is the allegation here?
Well, we should, of course, stress that we don't know whether or not anything illegal has happened here. But here's what we're talking about. A great deal of the oil business is done not on public exchanges, but over the counter. That is, between the oil companies and their customers, the companies and other organizations who are buying oil. Now, to find out the prices at which this oil is changing hands, data processing agencies gather that information from the companies concerned and publish it. The main pricing agency here is Platts. Now, the question is, has there been price manipulation? Are the figures accurate that Platts has been publishing, or are we seeing a scandal in the oil market like the LIBOR interest rate rigging scandal in the banking market? Here's what Brian Madison, who represents independent gas stations and other retailers in the UK, told the BBC.
If the big banks can fix the LIBOR rates, perhaps the big oil companies can fix the oil price rates. That really is the concern. We hope that the authorities will actually remove this opaqueness.
Now, Mr. Madison says that word, LIBOR, the interest rate collusion scandal. So how big a deal does this seem to be?
Well, certainly not as big as LIBOR, since those rigged rates were used as the basis for hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of financial transactions. But we are talking about the oil market, a $3.5 trillion global market. So it could be considerable. And Total, the French oil company, says 80% of all crude and oil products product transactions are based on these reference prices, such as those that Platts publishes. So, yes, this could be pretty considerable.
Marketplace's European editor, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Thank you.
Statoil's the one company that's reacted publicly so far, saying it's done nothing illegal. Now let's do the numbers. Japan's Nikkei closed up 0.2%. London's FTSE 100 index is up 0.25% right now.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
With an aging population in the U.S., we're about to share a number that may be more important than any stock index I might mention. It's from a recent meeting of the American Geriatric Society. Audrey Quinn looks at the cost of an older person taking a fall.
Amanda Husberg is 73, though she doesn't look it.
Because I don't have a husband and I don't have kids.
She and I are standing in the narrow hallway of her Brooklyn apartment. It's also her office space.
Okay, I came here and I caught my toe at the edge of the rug. I went flying and my right shoulder hit the chair.
She hit the ground pretty hard. She couldn't get up on her own.
I banged on the floor with SOS. Bum, 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 dum, 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 bum, bum.
That SOS message got a neighbor's attention, and that neighbor got her to the hospital. Husberg had a broken shoulder and ended up in a sling for 4 months. Since then, she's had a few more falls, so she took out a $40,000 loan to make her home easier to get around. But Husberg still worries about falling again.
My biggest fear is loss of independence.
The Center for Disease Control says every year about a third of seniors suffer from a fall. Dr. Kathleen Colonna-Marique specializes in geriatrics at Duke University Medical Center. She says there are high price tags for these falls.
The cost of going to the doctor, going to the urgent care or the emergency room.
The cost of things like x-rays and stitches. Most falls add up to around $10,000 to $20,000.
And then there are all the indirect costs, lost productivity or needing more help around the home and having to have somebody else help you.
Altogether, these losses come to around $30 billion a year in the U.S. Colonna-Marique has been focusing on falls in nursing homes, where they're twice as likely to happen. which can lead to costly lawsuits.
Nursing home falls are the second most common cause for litigation in nursing homes.
She and her colleagues have created a staff training program. It teaches how to better communicate about risky situations that can lead to falls. So far, nursing homes that have used her program, they've seen a 20% decline in fall rates. I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. It's been a year since Facebook stock traded publicly for the first time. First, a crush of media coverage like the run-up to the moon launch. And then, at the historic appointed time when trading was set to begin on the NASDAQ market, well, let's play the archive tape of that.
It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the...
Wait, not that tape. Here's the other disaster archive tape from a year ago as Heidi Moore and I did the play-by-play as Facebook was set to ignite for the first time. Count together. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do we have ignition? And it's just lying there. Like a beached whale at $38. No movement, no volume.
That's an excellent metaphor for it. This is a huge IPO, $16 billion. Except it doesn't have a stock price yet.
The NASDAQ market eventually worked out the technical kinks behind the trading delay and later went on to pay a settlement for the faulty launch. Facebook finally began trading at $38 a share. A year later, it's just $26 a share. As Facebook experiments with new ways to try to make money, such as charging people to send messages to famous people. And while the stock isn't up, sales are 36% in a year. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.